Welcome to the Decisions That Matter podcast, where we meet with leaders from across the procurement community to discuss innovative and strategic ideas. Because when it comes to procurement, every decision matters.
Hey, Becca, thanks for hopping on with us.
Thanks for having me.
Would you care to do a quick intro so our listeners know who they're hearing from today?
Absolutely. I am Becca Moran. I am in charge of product and engagement for Procurated. So I've been with the company pretty much since day one and work really closely with the team that's built our platform. And yeah.
Thanks. So you just got back from the NIGP forum. What was something that surprised you during your time at the conference? I know this isn't your first NIGP forum, but what was something that, you know, you weren't expecting?
I would say the biggest surprise to me was how many people had heard of us, which might sound silly, but we were just getting started when I attended Forum in 2019, and our product was still in beta. It was limited just to buyers in Pennsylvania who were using it. And so, you know, this year to have people come up and tell us that they had heard about Procurated or that they were using our site recently, it was just really cool. You know, it feels like the time has really flown by just the last few years, and to now be a tool that people know of, have heard of, have used is, you know, kind of was surprising to me. So that was awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I know the team at Procurated has been doing a lot of work on sort of spreading the value of like looking at community past performance data about our suppliers and their performance working with governments. Do you feel like in your conversations that value is being perceived? People are realizing the benefit of, you know, seeing that past performance information?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's something that the more we talk to people, the more we see different ways that it can be used throughout the procurement process. So everywhere from how supplier past performance data can be used to find new suppliers, how it can be used when you're evaluating a set of suppliers that you're considering and use as part of your due diligence, or kind of on the back end, how it can be used for vendor performance management and to better understand the suppliers you already have on contract. As we talked to folks, it seemed like all of those different ways that this data can be used was really starting to resonate. And you could see, you know, people just kind of getting excited about the power that can have throughout the process end to end.
That's awesome. That's really exciting to hear. I know you had a chance to go to some sessions while there. Did you have like a favorite or a standout session that really just like really popped?
Well, I'm biased. I'd have to say the session that David and Gary did together on vendor performance management. You know, when they polled the audience, it was really interesting to see how infrequently people are doing business reviews with their vendors. And, you know, the survey results showed that it's because they don't have bandwidth and they don't have enough data on supplier performance. But it was also very clear, I mean, just by the amount of people in the room, you know, packed house, I think there was something like 200 people in attendance, that there's a really strong desire to change that. And I thought Gary from the team at Massachusetts OSD really showed a great case study for how procurement teams can put a vendor performance management program in place and how, you know, it's not something that you need a ton of resources to do as long as you have the information on supplier performance. It really is a model that any public entity can follow. So that was really cool just to see the engagement from that audience and the enthusiasm for that topic.
Did you, while, you know, I know you were on the exhibitor floor, walking around, meeting a lot of different people, were there any like conversations that you had that just really made you think like, wow, that was pretty enlightening, or you'd heard something you hadn't heard before, or met with someone you hadn't spoken with before?
Yeah. I always think it's cool. I mean, so many people come to Forum from every corner of the country. And so it's always interesting, kind of the diverse array of people that you get to talk to. One conversation that really stood out to me was with Ron Duncan, who's with the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. He was really enthusiastic about leveraging supplier performance insights within his organization. And he had a really great suggestion, which as a product person, I love hearing people's ideas about how we can make the platform better. One thing he was talking about is collecting reviews on construction bond providers whose sureties are required on their construction contracts. He was telling me a little bit about how important it is that those bond providers pay out in a timely manner if you have an issue on a construction project. And he was saying how difficult it can be to find information about those providers. So just another kind of nuanced for certain types of procurement where that past performance information is really valuable. And so it was just sparked a really great idea about another way that we might be able to help find some of that information and bring a little bit more transparency to those relationships.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's kind of like a niche use, but at the same time, it's also universal, right? Everyone's doing these construction projects. And when you're doing your RFPs and you're getting, you know, you're doing your reference checks as part of your your RFPs, you know, you're not going that extra layer down to do the reference checks on the bond providers. I think that's really right. Cool. So you've been to this forum. Seems like forum is back in earnest after this year, which is really exciting after it had kind of gone virtual during the pandemic. For next year's forum, are there any topics you feel like we're on the precipice of talking about next year's forum, or it's going to be the hot topic in 2023?
Yeah. I'm no futurist, so I'm not great at making predictions. And this is a topic that I think is already getting a little bit of airtime, but I guess I would say I imagine that it will be an ongoing challenge and so could be a theme that we hear people talking about at Forum next year, but really just around staffing. I mean, everyone you talk to says that their teams are understaffed right now. I think that was an informal poll, a question that was asked in David and Gary's session, like, you know, raise your hand if you have a fully staffed team right now, and not a single hand went up. So, and it just impacts procurement teams in so many ways to feel like bandwidth is so limited. And so I think that that's something that will be a topic of conversation, how to recruit more people into the public sector, specifically into procurement roles. You know, I think there's a lot that the public procurement community is up against in terms of, you know, convincing young people that this too is an exciting, interesting, innovative profession, you know, and finding kind of that next wave of procurement leaders. So I'll be really curious to see what procurement leaders develop some good strategies around this and, you know, figure out either great ways to recruit new people or ways to do more with less. You know, I think everybody's got to get kind of scrappy and figure out ways to be more efficient. And so I think that'll be an interesting topic to see how different people are solving for this challenge, because it clearly is a very prevalent one in the space.
Yeah, I think that'll be interesting to watch. It'll be interesting to see just how many people's first NIGP forum is the forum, right? 2023 for that reason.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much for jumping on and chatting with us about your experience. Any final thoughts or words that you'd like to share, or things that came across in your time there?
I think the only other thing that I would say is just it's really great to be back in person. The first time I attended Forum in 2019 was a really formative experience for me as someone who didn't have a background in public procurement, to just see the energy and just to come back to that again after, you know, a pandemic that's been very challenging for a lot of people, to see everybody, just the renewed enthusiasm for the work that everyone does and the camaraderie and, you know, watching people greet one another that haven't seen each other in person in a few years. It's just very like genuinely heartwarming to see the community together like that again. And so it's definitely something that I look forward to being a part of again next year and hopefully for many years to come.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Becca. Hey, Mike, thanks so much for jumping on with us to talk a bit about your experience at NIGP. Would you mind giving our listeners a quick introduction?
Sure. Great to be here, Stephen. Thank you so much. My name is Mike Durr. I'm a community engagement manager with Procreated, now just over about a year and a half. Prior to that, 21 years as a chief procurement officer myself in California.
So just jumping into your experience, you've been back from NIGP for a little under a week, so I'm sure you're processing all that you kind of learned and saw. Was there anything about this particular NIGP conference that surprised you or that was, you know, different from your experiences at past conferences?
You know, I'd probably say the one thing that surprised me was just the great attendance and see the record-breaking number of procurement professionals that wanted to get back out into the face-to-face contact and peer networking opportunities. Being gone for 2 years and not having the opportunity, it was great to see the record-breaking number of attendees.
Definitely nice to see in the wake of the last couple of years, and just seeing it all bounce back is really, really exciting. Totally agree. Were there any topics at the conference that you felt, you know, kept coming up in your conversations or things that you kind of heard over and over again this year?
Yeah, you know, the common theme that I heard and through the sessions and then talking to individuals and just networking was small business diversity outreach, small business, you know, identifying additional opportunities with diverse small businesses. That topic just kept coming up and up in a lot of discussions.
Yeah, that's definitely a hot topic, not just in NIGP, but I know, you know, with procurement teams and at conferences all across the country. Do you have any key takeaways from your experience? Anything that, you know, you walk away thinking, oh, this was sort of like the big thing I learned?
I would say the one big thing I learned from this conference was that the procurement professionals really are looking to building that network opportunity, that ability to share information across the board now more and more. I'm seeing more openness within organizations across the board, you know, whether you're a large county or a state or a small city, there's been a desire and a need to want to share information now and have that ability to do so.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something that we see expanding as the tools to enable this kind of collaboration and partnership growing. It's easier now than ever for procurement teams to work together and draw insights from one another. Were there any particular conversations that stood out to you? Any great convos you had during the exhibition or anything that really pops in your brain?
Sure. You know, I had the opportunity during the exhibit hall, individuals that were like, wow, you know, my opening conversation would be, hey, have you heard of Procreated? And they would say, no, what's Procreated? And I would explain to them it's Yelp on steroids, you know, and we started having a conversation. I got to be able to show them the platform. And they were just in wow about the experience of being able to look at peer reviews on suppliers across the nation, you know, not having to rely on that old additive of, hey, rely on the supplier's references or picking up a phone or trying to email contacts to check on suppliers. They really were excited about hearing about and seeing Procreated demoed for them on a live platform. So it was great conversations, and, you know, being able to share my experiences as a 21-year CPO myself and, you know, the opportunities that this platform would have gave my team if I was still in that chair, but sharing with them the opportunities they have now to be leaders and to share, here's a new tool. here's a new opportunity. And the best thing was that it was free. And when you said free, you know, their faces were like light up and they go, wow, free is the best thing for procurement departments.
Yeah, definitely hard to beat free. I get that. So looking ahead, looking to the NIGP Forum 2023, what do you expect to be top of mind? What do you think people are going to be talking about at next year's forum? What's going to be that hot topic at the next big event?
I think the next big topic is still going to probably go around supply chain issues and what's happening with our, you know, our economy and supply issues. Because that was another big conversation people were talking about is, you know, supply diversity and how and where to get new suppliers from, because they were having problems with their current suppliers and supply base. So I think that's going to be a huge topic coming up, continuing into next year, maybe beyond the next couple of years is, you know, supply chain availability, where we get our product from now. You know, services aren't the issue. You can get the services, but it's the products that sometimes go along with those services. It is difficult to get right now. And that was an ongoing conversation too with folks.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it makes a lot of sense, right? We kind of in the last year saw what happens when we don't have supply chain resiliency totally locked down. And I think, you know, that adjusting to the new changes and adjusting to meet that challenge is something that is not a 1 year thing. It's a long process. So I agree. I think that'll be an interesting hot topic as we get into the next year.
Yeah, I think one other big topic going forward is going to be green. Energy efficient green procurement as well.
Yeah, that's really exciting. It's exciting that that's, you know, proliferating across all agencies of all sizes, that's a priority. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Mike. We really appreciate all of your thoughts and hearing about your experience at NIGP.
Oh, you're welcome, Stephen. And like I say, it was a great honor and very exciting to see my peers from both sides of the aisles and be able to share with them knowledge across the channel. So thank you.
I'm joined now by my colleague, Jenny. Jenny, would you mind giving us a quick introduction?
Sure, Steve. Hi, everybody. I'm Jenny Doherty, and I recently joined the Procurata team as the Vice President of Community Engagement. Prior to joining this great team, I was the head of purchasing at the Pennsylvania State System of Higher Education, which has 14 universities under its umbrella. I also spent several years as the Chief Procurement Officer for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Amazing. Thanks so much. So in the wake of coming back from the big NIGP Forum 2022, the huge conference, was there anything that surprised you about this conference?
Well, I would say I was surprised at how many attendees there were. There were over 1,000 people. So there was just a lot of great buzz in the air coming from all sides of public procurement, from both buyers, suppliers, thought leaders, cooperatives, e-procurement companies. There's just a whole lot of energy, which was really just a pleasure to see after not being at a in-person conference for a few years now.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see these conferences kind of coming back in earnest, coming back at fuller, even greater strength than before they went away. It's great to see that all coming back.
Absolutely.
While attending the forum, what topics or aspects of procurement did you hear discussed over and over again?
There was a lot of talk about small, diverse business enterprises, which was great to hear. So there were several breakout sessions on that topic. I wish I could have been to all of them, but with overlapping sessions, it was impossible to get to all of them, but lots on that topic and lots of great suggestions and ideas for how people are just methods people are employing to increase small, diverse business, enterprise business. The other thing that there was a lot of buzz about was, I would say maybe starting to get some buzz about is contract management. So it's a piece of the procurement process that sometimes is overlooked. there's so much work at the beginning of the process with the research, the solicitation, the evaluation, the scoring, the award, the contracting process. And then once the contract is finished, it's like, oh, thank goodness we're finished. And that whole contract management piece often doesn't get the attention I think it really deserves. It does get brought back into the limelight when there's a problem with the contract. But if things are going along fairly smoothly, it's kind of a forgotten step of the process.
Amazing.
People thinking about that.
Yeah. Awesome. Were there any takeaways that you came away with as, you know, now that we're a week out, you've been able to digest everything and process everything. Any key takeaways?
I would say the number one takeaway for me was how important it is for the procurement community to be together every so often. Just the brainstorming, the sharing of ideas, the interaction, and just the energy that you get from being together is really, there's no comparison. So the key takeaway for me is that an in-person conference is just so rewarding, both professionally and personally, and there's just no substitute.
Talking about being in person and interacting with other professionals, I know you and the whole Procurated team were busy at our exhibit booth during the conference. Could you tell us about a great conversation that you might have had with someone in the procurement community?
Sure. Well, there were so many. It's hard to pin it down to just one. Again, the beauty of these types of conferences is that you're able to engage with and interact with e-procurement providers, cooperatives, the suppliers, other government agencies. And so I would say one of the highlights for me was when I ran into a woman who used to be on my procurement team at PASHI, and I had never met her in person. So we had worked together for over a year and we were both virtual and I had never met her. And she stopped by the booth and introduced herself to me and her manager who had hired her away from PASHI. And she was so excited about what Procurated's doing, and she's excited about following up with a demo in the near future. So that was just really special to get to meet someone in person that I had worked with in a former role that I had never met in person. So yeah, that would be part of why I'm so excited about the in-person part, because it's really that energy that you get from meeting people and shaking their hand. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, that's definitely a COVID era unique circumstance. I get what that made a big impact. Totally. There are tons of sessions at the NIGP forum, topics of all shapes and sizes. What was your favorite session at the event?
Well, I'm definitely a little bit biased, but I would say without a doubt, it was the one with Gary Lambert from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and David Yarkin from Procurated on vendor performance management. It was a packed house, standing room only. And so the energy from that group, the questions they asked, everyone was really engaged. And I think it's a topic that is, like I said earlier, starting. This whole contract management, vendor management process is something that's starting to come to the forefront more for folks. Outside of that, I went to another session on procurement policies and are they outdated? And interestingly, the speaker didn't show up and never did show up. So we ended up having a room full of procurement professionals and some suppliers sharing best practices and things that they had done in their organizations to really modernize their procurement policies. And some folks were just sort of lamenting about their existing procurement policies, talking about having to telegram information and fax information to suppliers. And then others who had really modernized those activities and incorporated language into their policies about their e-procurement system. It was great just listening to that group collectively sort of crowdsource best practices in today's public procurement world.
That's awesome that there was sort of like an ad hoc circle discussion that really turned into something memorable for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're almost 2 weeks out from the conference, which means it's time to talk about next year's conference, of course, never too early. Looking ahead to the NIGP Forum 2023, is there anything that you expect or foresee being top of mind or something that people are really talking about next year at NIGP?
I think that contract management is going to be a bigger topic once more folks start to master the art of contract management and have some best practices to share with others. I think everyone's going to be really interested in hearing about how others have launched, a program. I heard some state procurement folks talking about creating job descriptions and hiring actual contract managers for the first time ever. And that's really exciting to hear because that's what's going to start to turn, change the tide and really put the focus on that piece of the procurement process. So I wouldn't be surprised if people are talking about contract management a lot more next year.
Amazing. Thank you much for all of your thoughts and insights and takeaways, Jenny.
You're so welcome.
I'm joined next by my colleague, John Walters. John, would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name is John Walters. I'm Community Engagement Manager here at ProCurated. Been on board since about February of 22.
Thanks so much, John. Thanks for joining us to talk about your experiences at the NIGP Forum. I know you've had a little time to process now. So diving in, was there anything about this year's NIGP conference that surprised you or that was unexpected?
I would say two things. One, post-COVID, how eager everyone was at the conference to be engaged and network and see people and meet new people. The second thing that surprised me from the conference was the overall brand recognition of ProCurated. There was quite a buzz. There was not hardly anyone that I met when I didn't say ProCurated. They didn't say, "Oh yeah, I heard about you guys." And that is something that's quite unique and special.
That's great to hear. What were there any topics at this year's conference that you heard discussed over and over again, or that seemed really top of mind for the attendees at this year's forum?
I think, coming out of COVID, one of the things that became more and more relevant to the public procurement profession was the use of cooperatives. And that was kind of the buzz, the thing that I heard over and over again. There were a lot of sessions about cooperative purchasing. There was a lot of discussion on the sides about cooperative purchasing. A lot of that was driven from COVID and that everyone is short-staffed, the supply chain issues that exist. All of those things kind of became a perfect storm for the rise of cooperative purchasing for public sector.
Did you have any key takeaways from this year's conference? You're on the flight back to Texas. Anything that you're like, wow, that really stuck with me from this year?
Well, from a ProCurated perspective, one of the things that one of my takeaways is the overall need for our solution. As I talked with people either on the bus or at sessions or at happy hours, whatever, the need for what we do is it's almost palpable, that people recognize what we do. They recognize that the reference system is broken and that they need that 360 degree view of those suppliers in order to make good decisions.
Were there any great conversations that you had at the booth or while you're chatting with all of our colleagues from around the country?
Yeah, at the booth, there were tons of great conversations. We had people that would come up and say, "So-and-so told me I needed to come talk to you about what you guys are doing." And that happened more than once, which is a great thing from our, from a network perspective that our users are becoming evangelists of our product. So, I wouldn't point to one particular conversation, but from the trade show, that, it's always great when someone walks up and you're not starting with here's who we are. We're starting from a standpoint of, I've heard about you and my friends like you. Tell me more about what you do.
Yeah, that's really exciting. And I know it meshes well with our understanding and our understanding that the procurement community has this interest in sharing community insights about suppliers. And they're starting to realize that there is this resource out there for them. Mm-hmm. Did you have any favorite sessions? I know the NIGP forum has lots of incredible sessions. Did you have any that really stuck out in your mind?
Yeah, there was this guy named David and some other guy named Gary that talked about, oh, wait a minute. That was David. That was ours. My favorite session, and I can't remember the person's name offhand, but it was in the later stages of sessions. And it was a discussion about trends in public procurement. And it was quite fascinating to see the demographic trends, between boomers, millennials, Generation Z, et cetera, what the attitudes toward work-life balance, office, in-office, but some of the larger trends related to public procurement as far as how things are going to be sourced in the future, how the supplier-buyer relationship is changing, how their workforces are changing, and different things that are coming to bear. I thought that was just a great session.
So 2022 forum is in the books, which means people are starting to look forward to the 2023 forum. After being there this year, what would you say you expect to be top of mind? What do you expect people to be talking about at the forum 2023 next year?
I think, it's going to be a continuation of how the public procurement profession in and of itself continues to grow and evolve. Right now, there's a severe talent shortage within the public procurement profession. How are they going to address that? And I think that's a growing trend. But how do they attract? How do they train? How do they retain talent in the public sector? And for us at Procurated, I think it's definite opportunity because we're becoming one of those knowledge reserves of information for public procurement to rely upon because the turnover is so great within the public sector. But I think next year, I think one of the key focuses is going to be around the people part of the business of public procurement.
I think that makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks so much, John. Any other final words or words of wisdom before we end our conversation?
No, get registered for Louisville 23. It's going to be a great show.
Amazing. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Decisions That Matter. This podcast is brought to you by Procurated, the leading supplier evaluation tool for procurement professionals across the U.S. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you prefer to listen. See you again next time.